USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong reaction coming from some Baltimore officials after President Trump sends out a series of tweets blasting Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings' home city, saying it was in far worse condition than the migrant detention centers along the southern border, and accusing Cummings of bullying the Border Patrol over what some claim are inhumane conditions at the border. Trump said the detention centers are crowded but clean, and he called Baltimore a dangerous, disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. Mary Pat Clark is a Baltimore City Council member.
Whatever Trump says usually doesn't matter, but what is said about Baltimore always matters, and we will always be here to defend a wonderful city that we would not leave on a bet.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One man was killed and at least 11 other people were wounded last night when gunfire broke out at a large outdoor event in Brooklyn, New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the shooting was something that shattered a peaceful neighborhood event. A police spokesman says no arrests have been made. Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the Iranian nuclear deal, are to meet today with Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the unraveling agreement. The diplomats want to examine issues linked to the implementation of the accord after Iran admitted to surpassing stockpile and enrichment limits that were set out in the deal that President Trump pulled the U.S. out of shortly after he was elected. Red Sox fans react to news that former slugger David Ortiz is out of the hospital after being shot over 6 weeks ago.
Amazing news. That's fantastic news.
Ortiz now recovering at home. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A wildfire that's crippled traffic along I-5 in southern Oregon is now over 10,000 acres in size and growing. Authorities beginning evacuations, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire is also hampering firefighters from the air as they can't see where to drop the water. Ash from the fire is falling around like snowflakes in southern Oregon, and many people can't go outside without a mask due to unhealthy air quality. The police believe the fire was related to an illegal campfire.
New York City officials welcoming a congresswoman's proposal for a parade to honor 9/11 responders and survivors. Representative Carolyn Maloney making the suggestion Friday to Mayor Bill de Blasio, a fellow Democrat. She says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be a small but meaningful way to show the nation's gratitude. And a Tampa, Florida couple's asking their wedding guests to bring school supplies for needy kids instead of gifts to their wedding. Callie Cameron, the bride, is a first-grade teacher and says she knows a lot of kids come to school with nothing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.